Immigrants arriving in this country face problems living here because of language. Have you had relatives coming over who could speak little English? And if so, how tough did they find life in this country? Or is it simply not the problem it used to be? Can you survive in this country? In fact, can you prosper in this country without speaking English at all? According to new figures released by the Office of National Statistics, fewer than 0.5% of people living in England and Wales can't speak English. So of the 4 million residents aged 3 and over with a main language other than English, 138,000 of those couldn't speak English at all. Are you keeping up with this? Because it's making my brain hurt. But is that actually a fairly small number, as the standard of English within the immigrant community greatly improved? And what do you make of the findings that show that Punjabi, Urdu, Bengali and Gujarati are in the top 10 most spoken languages? Does this show that British Asians are holding firmly onto their linguistic roots? Dr. Stephen Divraj is a researcher at the Centre on Dynamics of Ethnicity at the University of Manchester. And it's my pleasure to say he's with us here. Good afternoon to you, Stephen.
Good afternoon, Nihal.
Now, so is it the case then that levels of English proficiency in this country have improved?
Well, we don't really know that for sure, because this data has only been asked for the first time in the 2011 census. But we think that they're interesting figures because they provide a much clearer indication of the level of assistance required by immigrants than the figures on the number of people born abroad that were widely reported at the end of last year. From the 2011 census results, we find that 13% of the population were born abroad and 8% have a main language other than English. And this is compared with fewer than 2% that do not speak English well, and as you've reported, fewer than 0.5% that do not speak English at all.
So what policy implications does this have?
Well, I think
in terms of where the government put its resources, because clearly this emphasis on having to speak English before you come to this country and passing a test to prove that you are proficient in English, is that something that the politicians can hold up and say, look, it's us that have done this, we've done this, or is it more complicated than that?
Well, I think it kind of tells us things along the lines that simply being born abroad is an unclear measure of how immigrants are integrating into the communities that they settle. But I think it's generally a positive thing, because it's also indicating that a significant proportion of the population are actually bilingual. So I think that's certainly a good thing.
Yes, absolutely. Now, 138,000 people in England and Wales still can't speak English at all. Now, that might actually seem like a fairly high number to some, wouldn't it?
Well, not when you consider that it's, like you've reported, fewer than a 0.5% of the population. And so the
But that's a huge population. I mean, you're talking about, 65 million people, 0.5%, they're big numbers, and 138,000 people who are perhaps, we don't know, but not able to live full lives here in the UK because they can't speak English at all.
But we don't know what their purpose for being here is. I mean, they could be here for a very short period of time, and therefore it's not essential for them to learn to speak English. But obviously, I think these data are interesting because, as I've said, I think they allow us to kind of really get at the problems around integration rather than just looking at figures on things like people born abroad or things like ethnicity.
Okay, so then what does it throw up about integration then? It says then that people are actually more integrated than some of the newspaper headlines will have us believe, that there aren't this huge mass of Asian communities or Somali communities who are enclosed and imprisoned by their lack of English.
Well, I certainly think that's true. And we know from other indicators in the census that the population is becoming more diverse and it's becoming less segregated residentially. And we know this because ethnic minority groups are growing faster in those areas where they're least represented. But there are also other signs of mixing in the population. For example, 1 in 8 households with 2 or more people, there is more than one ethnic group in that household. And since 2001, the number of people with a mixed ethnic identity has almost doubled to more than 1.2 million. So there are lots of signs of the integration of our community across ethnic and immigrant lines.
Okay, thank you very much for that, Stephen.